You're listening to Business English Pod, the Business English Podcast for professionals on the move.
Today we're introducing our first business news podcast for intermediate listeners. This will now be a regular show with new episodes each month. Most of the time, we will cover a similar topic to the current Advanced Business News podcast, but the articles and vocabulary will be simplified to make them more suitable for intermediate listeners.
Thanks, Mitch. And just before we listen to the article, we're going to do a quick introduction to some of the key words you will hear. Key vocabulary. To launch. To launch. To release a new product. Ad campaign. Ad campaign. A campaign is an organized series of activities. An ad is short for advertising. To motivate. To motivate. To get people interested in something. To take a swipe. To take a hit at something. Or, in the context of this article, to make fun of something. Slogan. Slogan. A short, memorable phrase used to promote a product. Strategy. Strategy. A plan or approach intended to achieve a major aim or goal. To compete. To compete. To try and win a game or to gain an advantage. Competitors. Competitors. Other companies that Reebok is competing against. Purportedly. Purportedly. This is the adverb form of to purport, to claim to do or say something. Ties. Ties. Connections to something. Celebrity endorser. Celebrity endorser. A famous person who publicly supports a product. Okay, now let's listen to the article.
Reebok launches new ad campaign. Reebok has launched a new $30 million marketing campaign in the U.S. called Run Easy. The campaign is to motivate runners to have fun with their exercise. According to USA Today, one of the company's poster ads takes a swipe at Nike's Just Do It slogan with the message, "What are you just doing? Run easy." Our job is not to put Adidas and Reebok in a strategy to compete against each other, but to find a strategy in which they can fight side by side against all other competitors, Reebok marketing chief Uli Becker told USA Today. He also purportedly said that another goal of the campaign was to reestablish Reebok's ties with the female market. The campaign includes video and online resources, posters and billboards, and TV ads featuring celebrity endorsers such as the NBA's Allen Iverson, footballer Terry Henry, and track athlete Carolina Kluft.
So the article begins with several mentions of a word we've covered a couple of times already, the verb to launch. Do you remember the meaning of to launch something when we use it to talk about marketing?
That's right. It means to introduce a new product or service with the support of advertising and publicity.
So, for example, you could say, Microsoft launched Vista, its new operating system, at the beginning of 2007. The next phrase that we come across is marketing campaign. Now, usually, if a company launches a new product, they'll organize a marketing campaign to help promote it to the public. Campaign is a word that we borrowed from the military. It refers to a series of planned activities.
If we look back at the title of this news story, There's also another good example of the use of campaign, ad campaign. This is short for advertising campaign. So this would be a series of planned advertisements intended to promote a product.
Yeah, we talked quite a lot about marketing in Video Vocab 03. I wonder if you can remember some of the other words that marketing is often used with. How about marketing plan? That's a special plan a company uses to organize its marketing campaigns.
Or how about marketing manager? That's the person in charge of a company's marketing.
So, if a company launches a marketing campaign, they're usually trying to motivate consumers or the public to buy their product. To motivate means to encourage someone to do something.
In the example we have in this article, Reebok is trying to motivate runners to have fun with their exercises. By making runners think about having fun when they exercise, Reebok is hoping to encourage or motivate them to buy the company's products.
So when we see an athlete who works very, very hard, we sometimes say that person is very motivated.
Right. Or highly motivated.
There you go.
One of the ways that a company can advertise its products is by using poster ads. A poster is just a large printed picture. An ad here is short for advertisement. So a poster ad is a large printed picture used to advertise a product.
Yeah, we can see poster ads everywhere, on the sides of buses and trains, in offices and shops, and even huge poster ads that cover entire buildings. If the poster ad is fixed to a large board so that it can be displayed by the side of the road, we call it a billboard. When used as a verb, swipe means to try and hit something. In the article, it says Reebok is taking a swipe at Nike's Just Do It campaign. Note the strong collocation here, to take a swipe at something.
In this case, it looks like swipe is being used as a noun, meaning to take a hit at Nike's popular slogan. So Reebok is really making fun of Nike's more serious-sounding slogan.
Yeah, and a slogan is just a short, memorable phrase used to advertise a product. Nike's slogan is Just Do It, and now Reebok has introduced a new competing slogan. What are you just doing? Run easy.
Here's another word that's often used when talking about marketing. The word is strategy. This is a noun that refers to a plan of action or a policy designed to achieve a major aim or objective. So, in this case, Reebok's strategy is to compete against other sporting goods manufacturers, but not against its sister company, Adidas.
So, for example, we could say the company's strategy is to expand into developing markets in Africa and the Middle East.
Usually, when you talk about a company's strategy, you're talking about its plan for competing in the market. What does that mean?
Well, to compete's a verb, and it means to try to gain or win something, usually a competition, against others who are trying to do the same thing you are.
And we often use compete when talking about sports, and it's also commonly used in business to mean the act of trying to sell more products or do better than other companies in the same market. And those companies that you're competing against are called your competitors. Competitors are people competing or fighting against each other to win a game or competition.
Well, that's right. And in the context of this article, Reebok's competitors are all the other companies, such as Nike, Puma, or New Balance, that make and sell similar products.
So, you could say, for example, the competition was really fierce, but the company overcame its competitors with a new sales strategy.
Great. And the next word we come across here is actually quite strange, I think, to see in a news article.
The word is purportedly. Now, this is an adverb that comes from the verb to purport, which means to claim, to say, or do something. So, the writer is claiming that Reebok's marketing chief said another goal or aim of the campaign is to promote Reebok to the female market. This is a little bit strange, as Peter was saying, to find in a news article. The article says that somebody purportedly said something, but in a news story, the reporter ought to know whether this spokesman or this representative of the company actually made that statement. So it's a little strange to see it like that in the news report, isn't it?
Definitely. Well,
it's another way of saying supposedly.
Right. Okay. Well, let's not get too worried about that, and let's keep moving on. So the campaign really has two goals or aims, I think. One of the goals is to help Reebok and Adidas compete against particularly Nike and making fun of their slogan. And it also mentions here that purportedly a second goal of the campaign is to reestablish the ties to the female market.
To reestablish means to make a connection again with something. And ties is a noun used to refer to a connection or a relationship with something. So here we must assume that Reebok had a previously strong relationship with females because they're trying to reestablish those ties.
Gotcha. Okay.
We finish off today with another good noun collocation that we talked about in the last business news podcast. The expression is celebrity endorser. Remember that celebrity is just another word for a famous person. And an endorser is somebody who endorses or gives his or her public support to something. So, a celebrity endorser is a famous person who a company has paid to publicly support its products.
And we'll finish off with our celebrity endorser, Mitch Breese.
So remember, just do it, but do it easy with Business English Pod. And thanks for listening.
Want to get more out of Business English Pod? Then go to www.businessenglishpod.com and sign up as a premium member. Premium members can access detailed study notes and the new phrase cast to practice all the useful language we featured today.